This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Relativity Media has filed for bankruptcy. The film studio is said to have piled up more than $1 billion in debt, only about half that amount in assets, and so is using Chapter 11 to pay off its creditors, including some A-list actors, producers, and, oh, by the way, lenders as well, and then regroup under the protection of bankruptcy. Wait, what's that? You say you've never heard of Relativity? Yeah, that's kind of part of the problem, as Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports.
Relativity founder Ryan Kavanaugh wanted nothing less than to change the way Hollywood does business.
If you think about today's blockbuster model, it requires that successful films appeal to a very broad audience.
That's Kavanaugh speaking at an industry event in 2013. His plan was to make smaller films, appealing to a narrow segment of the movie-going public, then make more money from other deals like TV shows based on the movies or streaming rights. John Sloss is an entertainment industry lawyer.
Absent any significant hits, it's hard to maintain this kind of enterprise for a long period of time.
And significant hits have been mostly absent. Movies like The Social Network about Facebook and The Fighter, they did well. But others like last year's 3 Days to Kill starring Kevin Costner barely broke even. With the bankruptcy filing, a group of Relativity's big lenders are trying to buy the firm, and other movie studios are looking for bargains.
There are projects in development and projects that are completed but haven't been released yet. And some of those may be worth something.
Jonathan Handel is an entertainment industry lawyer. He says most of Relativity's assets are complicated, like its film library.
You've got the question of, you know, picking apart these assets one by one.
And among the studio's creditors, who'll get paid off first? Actors like Bradley Cooper, who starred in Limitless, are expecting residual checks. Director Brett Ratner says he's owed fees for a TV show Relativity produced. The pecking order will depend on which payments are considered most important to the company's future. In Los Angeles, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.